So that's the most important concept of the whole call. We give biopreparation to supply supernutrients to the animal's body. We give biopreparation to wake up the master glands of the brain, pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus. We boost up the endocrine system and the immune system. And when all of the above are done, it's the animal's body that wakes up. It's the animal's natural ability to heal that actually cures the disease or gets rid of the symptoms. That's why we only have two formulas for biopreparation and two formulas for biosuperfood. Let me read a couple other testimonies, but I've been able to use these two formulas for kidney disease, liver disease, arthritis, autoimmune disease, for red blood cells, for white blood cells, for hypothyroid cats, for hyperthyroid cats, for just basic skin and coat problems, for allergies, for scratching, for all sorts of things. The final example I have, and this is one case where you might want to print out the slides because I actually have photos of this case study on my website and on the slides. But it was a case study of a 7-year-old German Shepherd Husky mix, and it was diagnosed with a mast cell cancer tumor on its paw. And the correct protocol for a mast cell cancer, because it spreads so quickly, is to surgically remove the tumor plus 2 to 3 centimeters of tissue, healthy tissue, around that tumor so it doesn't spread. Well, if you look at the photos on the website, the tumor was on the paw, and if you were to surgically remove 2 to 3 centimeters around the tumor, you'd literally have to amputate the paw. And this was a rescue dog, and the executive director says, well, if you do that, I will never be able to adopt out a 3-legged dog. You've just given the dog a death sentence. So what she decided to do, she instructed the vet to surgically remove as much of the tumor as possible, preserving all the digits of the paw, and then she would look for some holistic methods and see what she could do. So she did that, and I would guess about 75% of the tumor was removed, and what was left is what you see in the first picture on the slide. The executive director of the shelter declined the radiation, declined the chemotherapy, and she came to me and says, what do you have for cancer? And I go, well, I have this wonderful product. It just came out. It's specifically made for animals. It was researched for over 15 to 20 years in the Soviet Union, and it actually eliminated cancer epidemic in chicken, in rabbits, and mink. And I think this would help. So she said, fine, let's do it. So we started the dog on a pinch a day, and we worked up to about half a capsule a day after about 2 weeks. And the second set of pictures on the website and in the slides, you'll see the dog's paw 15 days after giving biopreparation, from one pinch a day to one half capsule, and the tumor is virtually gone. You can see a little bit of the raising of the flesh on the paw. Not all the hair has grown back. So, you know, if you didn't know there was a tumor there, you probably wouldn't see it, but if I told you, you'd probably see a little bump and say, yeah, there's not enough hair there. So we continued on this therapy, and 7 weeks after starting biopreparation, we were up to one capsule a day. And this is a 65-pound German Shepherd dog. So one capsule a day, we're doing this. And by the 7th week, the paws virtually look equal. And about 90% of the hair has grown back over the area where the tumor was. And there's almost no evidence of it. And if you continue on for the final slide, you'll see it 10 weeks afterwards, the tumor is gone, 100% of the hair has grown back, and we've only gone up to 1.5 capsules of biopreparation a day. And to me, that was amazing. I mean, you would think with a mast cell tumor, one of the fastest growing cancer tumors, that you would have to give mega doses of whatever it is, you know, to get rid of the cancer. And yet we gradually started at a pinch, worked our way up to half a capsule, and finally stopped at 1.5 capsules. And we had a mast cell tumor on a dog disappear in 10 weeks. And so, like Roland says, this is really not a scientific study. We don't have double-blind placebo tests. This is a simple case history that we're able to illustrate the potential now of biopreparation. But I'm happy to say that we have all kinds of other testimonials on our site, as well as the biopreparation.us site, that attest to the efficacy of this product. And so, I feel rather than supplementing our pets with, you know, mushrooms, with colostrum supplements, with all kinds of herbs from the Amazon jungle, all kinds of exotic things, if we can just feed it a simple whole food product made up of algae that nature intended animals to get naturally, and we can prevent cancer, we're doing a great service to our domesticated animals. Some of the other things that we've seen in animals, we're able to detoxify the body, relieve arthritis and gain flexibility. We can balance hormonal disorders, thyroids, whether it's low thyroid or high thyroid. We're able to have a natural balance in the animal's body. We're able to stimulate their immune system. One of the side effects of biopreparation is it actually balances moods and gives animals calmer emotions. One of our testimonials was a dog who was given biopreparation for, I'm trying to remember what the ailment was. It was for something else, whether it was a disease or an allergy or something, I can't remember. But the owner says, yeah, it's helping with that, but the best side effect that I found was that my animal doesn't freak out from thunderstorms anymore. I mean, the animal used to freak out, hide under the bed, be shaking for hours after a thunderstorm left. And she says now, it says, yeah, the animal does get afraid, it does shake, but it doesn't hide under the bed, and within 30 minutes of the thunderstorm passing, the animal is back to normal. So the owner actually says, this is one of the best side effects I've ever had from your product. She even liked that better than what she originally bought the product for. So when you balance all the glands and the entire endocrine system, you also have balanced moods and calmer emotions. So to me, that's a wonderful side effect. So with that, what I'd like to do is answer some of the questions that have been emailed to me. And I'm sure all of you can relate to these questions. And then we'll open it up to questions from the audience. Is that okay, Roland?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You heard that? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here's a question. What is the difference between the human formulation and the animal one? I think Roland just answered that, but briefly, it has the same exact 2-algae and same 2-spirulina in it. It's just that they freeze dry it to a lower temperature, which chemically breaks it down, and it makes it more quickly assimilated in animals. And for carnivores, this is a plus, because ideally, raw food should enter and exit an animal system within 2 hours. Now, we feed canned food and dry food, and so the food stays in there a little longer. But the quicker you can get the nutrients into an animal system, the more they will benefit. The other thing they do is they grind the algae to a finer powder than the human formula. Again, because it's smaller, it'll be absorbed quicker. And the third thing that the manufacturer does is they use a higher grade of astaxanthin, which is the antioxidant component of the product. So it has a higher grade from Siberia. And this is why they put a little plus sign after the number. Like the animal formula would be F2+, whereas a human formula would be F2. Well, the plus sign indicates a higher therapeutic value than the human formula. So the 2+ would, you know, if we had such a formula, it would be equivalent to BioSuperfood Formula 2.5, you know, but we don't. So there really is no reason why an animal can't take the human product or vice versa, but it's specifically made for animals based on the 15 to 20 years of research that Dr. Kiriak has done, and we found that it generally works better. Now, because of all the previously mentioned manufacturing processes, biopreparation is more expensive than biosuperfood. So that's the only difference. Okay, here's another question. I gave your product to my dog for 3 weeks. She had gas so badly that I had to take her off of that. Is that normal, and should I continue? This is actually a very common detoxing reaction, and if you work with nutraceuticals and whole food products, you'll understand this. But basically what happens, you feed all this super nutrition to the animal. You wake up the master glands of the brain, and it realizes, hey, my digestive tract is all clogged up. My elimination system is not working 100%. oh, I got all these toxins and these plaque coating my arteries and intestines. I got to get this out of here. So you wake up the body, it realizes it has all these toxins in it, and so it tries to push it out as fast as possible. So some of the effects of detoxing or excessive detoxing are gas, loose stools, diarrhea, excessive thirst, lethargy. The animal might, you know, be more sleepy. And while some people might call this side effects of the product or a bad reaction, if you look at it holistically, it's the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, we have one practitioner who, if the customer calls and, you know, complains that the animal has gas or diarrhea, they'll say, well, congratulations, now we know the product's working. Give him more! Of course, you know, they're just joking, because if you have to clean up after the animal, that's not what you want, is more. So if you experience any of these symptoms of detoxing, what we usually suggest to people is, all right, it's unpleasant for you and unpleasant for the animal. Stop the product immediately. Get the animal's body back to balance, back to normal, back to homeostasis. When the animal's back to normal and has normal bowel movements or doesn't have gas anymore, then introduce the product in a more gentle fashion. I would suggest half the dosage you were giving it, or even less. I mean, some people don't read the instructions, and they think more is better, and they'll give 3 or 4 capsules to their, you know, 100-pound dog, and they want the dog healed. Well, that's too much too quickly. So what we usually suggest is go back with about half the dosage, or even a quarter of the dosage if you have a small animal, like under 20 pounds. Feed it to them gently, keep the dosage at the small level, so that they don't have symptoms, and hold it there for 3 to 5 days. After 3 to 5 days, increase it a little more. So if you're giving a quarter capsule, go up to half a capsule. Do that for another 3 to 5 days. Let the animal's body adjust to it. Let it balance out. And then increase it again by another quarter capsule. And you keep doing this every 3 to 5 days, and eventually you get up to the dosage suggested by your practitioner, and you will have a therapeutic effect. So this is what we've learned over 4 years of study. So we actually send out a little sheet called Whole Product Superfood Notes or something like that. If anyone wants it, by the way, you can just email me and ask me for the Whole Product Note Sheet. But it's basically a frequently asked questions on what could happen and how much to take and all the side effects. And we've sent this out so we avoid all the unpleasantness of, you know, quote, side effects. So my suggestion to this person is to just back off and introduce the product at a slower dosage. And is it normal? Well, it's normal for an animal with a lot of toxins, a lot of plaque that's clogged up. It's not normal for an animal that, you know, is fairly healthy and is, you know, pretty good on maintenance. So that would be my suggestion. And there's a third question here. It says, what can I give my dog for food and eye allergies? Again, we're not treating specifically the food allergy, and we're not specifically treating eyes and the discharge from the eyes or anything. But if you think about it, what are allergies? Allergies are the body's response to what it thinks is an allergen. In other words, something's been introduced in the body that the body thinks is foreign, so it's trying to deal with it. So it creates inflammation, sends antihistamines out, and tries to fight it. Well, if the endocrine system and the immune system were 100%, normal stuff like pollen and mold and anything in the diet, whether it be chicken, beef, or lamb, probably would not be considered an allergen. What has happened is either the adrenal gland or the thyroid gland or some part of the endocrine system is dysfunctional. And so the immunoglobulins in the gut and the adrenal and the thyroid are out of balance. And so what happens is you feed a substance or the animal ingests a substance or the pollen comes out, you know, the seasonal stuff, and now the animal wants to fight it and thinks it's inflammation. So rather than just taking care of the itching, rather than just taking care of the discharge from the eyes, I would suggest using the biopreparation formula 3+, the one highest in antioxidants. And the antioxidants being fed to the body will take care of the inflammation, will bring down the symptoms, And then the 25% of supernutrition in the Formula 3 will balance the endocrine system and boost up the glands so that the body will naturally be able to take care of whatever allergen it thinks is invading the system. And what we find with all kinds of allergies are discharge in the ears and eyes, scratching, what else, gnawing of the paws, anything like this. What we find is after a certain time of giving Biopreparation 3+, the symptoms are alleviated to a point where we can either reduce the dosage of the 3+, or actually reduce the formula down to 2+, because again, the animal's body is healing from within. The longer the animal takes the biopreparation, the more the endocrine system is going to be boosted up, and the stronger the immune system is going to become, so it will be able to handle any type of allergens in the stomach, in the eyes, in the ears, or whatever. We have a lot of people come to us who are literally chasing symptoms. They say, well, my vet told me to stop buying chicken and poultry, so I bought some bison or some beaver or ostrich or some novel type of food. And yeah, they stopped scratching for about 6 months, then it came back again. So then I had to switch to lamb and discontinue the grains and buy lamb and potatoes. And yeah, that was better for another 6 months, now it's come back. And so what people are doing is they're literally chasing symptoms. They're finding something, a different food formula, a different herb, a different immune-stimulating product, a killer T-cell product or whatever. And they're getting rid of symptoms for a while, but they're not looking holistically at the entire endocrine system, at the entire immune system, and what controls all of that is the brain, the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus gland. And according to Dr. Kiriak, his research has shown within 20 minutes of ingesting bowel superfood, you can actually measure the increase in hormones from those three glands in the brain. And this tells me biopreparation is working holistically towards wellness and waking up the animal's natural ability to heal rather than just treating the symptoms. So, those look like all the three questions I have, and I'd just like to open this up, Roland, to the audience if they have any more questions.
We will do that. Hold on. So what I've done is I've turned on the question and answer mode. And anyone wishing to pose a question would hit 6 on your telephone, while anyone else wanting to remain listening would just remain as you are, I believe. So if anyone has a question, just hit 6 on your telephone and come ahead and ask the question.
I have a question.
Sure,
go ahead.
What is the most amount that you can give a dog?
That actually depends on the size of dog, the breed of dog, and what is the health condition. And by that I mean, what is the diet, what are the symptoms. It's a very complicated thing. You have to the first thing is the weight. Obviously, the larger an animal, the more you can give it. Small animals, I would say a quarter to half a capsule. It also depends on diet. If an animal is fed strictly a dry food, dry kibble diet, you have to do it more gradually, whereas if it's fed canned food and raw food, you can give it more. And it also depends on what other therapies you're doing. If you're doing chemo and radiation, something like that, you have to do it very gradually because the drugs upset the animal's balance and system. So, in general, the most I've given an animal is probably about 8 capsules a day. But this is a dog, again, that was dying, was not manufacturing red blood cells, and it was just not responding to any treatment. So keep that in mind. I would never start out with like 4 to 8 capsules with the dog to begin with. You know, it's far too much. I would always go gradually. But it depends on all the above factors, really. You have to look holistically at the animal and not just say, my dog has this, what can I give it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. To add to this, I think when you One always starts with a small amount and augment gradually over a few days or a week. And I think when you start to see results, tangible changes, results of wellness, of either the fur is changing or the specific acute condition is seeming better, then it's okay to stabilize there. So in other words, you may be at 2 capsules or 3 or 1 and stabilize and then try to go higher to deepen or to continue to increase the result. But when you see enough results that you're certain there's some change, then you stabilize and then you can go up a little higher.
Have you heard of this helping a dog with blindness due to immune disorder?
Blindness due to immune disorder. Help me here a little, Roland, but when it concerns the eyes, it's very difficult to get nutrition and super nutrients into where the eyes are.
Now, the question was blindness due to an immune disorder.
Right.
Let's talk about, there are two separate events, of course, but if anything is going to help the eye nerve, which is a very complex nerve, one of the most complex nerves in the body, and the eye optic bulb itself, as well as the blood flow, the nerve flow, and the tissues of the eye, it's as far as supplementation goes, as far as nutrients go, are the kinds of nutrients that can easily reach this region, such as beta-carotene, which when transformed in provitamin A, has the capacity to penetrate the blood-iris barrier, which is more difficult to penetrate than the blood-brain barrier. If any nutrient, of course in biosuper food there are beta-carotenes, but also alpha-carotene, which is known to be 20 times more efficient at penetrating the blood-brain barrier and the blood-iris barrier. So we are supplementing energy, because nutrients equal energy, as well as protection, to the eye nerve, which the biosuper food, some of the nutrients penetrate the eye nerve sheeting and the coating and the protection, as well as, if anything that we know which will help repair or stimulate the immune system, is to first attain and reach the hypothalamus, the pituitary, which are in charge of the immune system. Immune system is what? There's a classic description which talks about the thymus and the various white blood cell and so forth. But also, let's remember, folks, that every cell in our body, in the body of the animal, is a self-protective, a protected organism. Every cell is geared to protect itself if it has enough energy. So the true immune system is every cell in the body. So biosuperfood emphasizes and supports those aspects of health. So one example I can give you is in epileptic seizures. We know, which is a complex condition, biosuperfood is very helpful for that condition, and helpful rapidly and tangibly. One of the reasons that we understand is that the cerebellum, which is the seat potentially of these seizures, the small brain behind our larger brain, does not need the intervention of the pituitary gland. So it's a direct relationship with the hypothalamus and the cerebellum, which explains a rapid result in essence, in stopping much seizures in cases of epilepsy in humans. So I just want to throw that in, because sometimes biosuperfood delivers results that are not directly explainable, but it can't hurt but to try and see these kinds of conditions get resolved. But specifically, I have not seen this condition directly of a blindness slash immune system. relationship.
Thank you for your explanation. It's a weird thing. It happens a lot in high altitude where the blood vessels grow over the eyeball, so you can't see. And I'm like thinking, okay, if your bio superfood goes into the blood, would that make it worse, or could it make it better?
I think it would only make it better, because what I've seen of bio superfood, it will normalize the body. And that's one of the biggest conceptions. People ask me, well, I'm already doing this. Well, this bio superfood going to make it worse? Or my condition is low. Is it going to make it too low or too high? Bio superfood will not push the body beyond where its normal means is supposed to be. It will normalize everything so that if it's too low, it'll boost it up. If something is too high, it'll decrease it. But it won't push it higher. Is that right, Roland?
Yes. I think, let's go back to basic. Bio superfood is called food because it's a food. It's called bio because we're talking about live food, fresh food, living food. Super, what we mean by that, we mean extremely efficient food. So, will bio superfood go in the blood? No. The nutrients of bio superfood are broken down as they are digested and distributed, yes, through the bloodstream, but the nutrients in bio-superfood, like any food, like a carrot, are distributed. Those that are essential or required by the body are distributed across the entire body, as well as across all tissues and even bone cells or cells of bone. So it's not a toxic substance. And it will never cause a damage. You understand? Unlike a chemical substance, bio superfood is a food, and it will not cause a damage.
That sounds good to me. Russell, Mullen, it's Alicia.
Yes.
Hey, one of the things, too, with that condition, it also is somewhat, do you have a husky-type dog or a shepherd?
Yes, a shepherd.
Yeah, it's called, I know it starts with a P.
Tanis.
Tanis. One of the things, too, a lot of times what I have personally noticed, and the reason I asked you if it's a shepherd is because I've had a couple of clients that have called about that. In Chinese medicine, the liver is the organ that relates to the eyes. And German Shepherds, because a lot of their breeding and because their back ends tend to go out and their back has to take a lot more stress, their back actually starts taking on a lot of stress, as I've observed, near the liver organ. So what happens is it starts shutting down the regular energy connections that help the liver clear out and keep the eyes nice and clear. So the bio-nutrition can definitely help start releasing the pressure on the liver and start feeding more nutrition back to the eyes. It's almost like if you had a straw, you know, which was a straight connection from the liver energy to the eyes, and you bent it, and then you have to use more energy and more effort to actually get the same flow through. So this will actually help restore that connection with the eyes. From what I've observed.
That's fantastic.
I think that's an excellent point.
That's a wonderful. And there's another aspect which relates to this, which is always underlying what we were talking about, is that of the homeostasis, or the balance of not just the endocrine system, which of the hypothalamus, which regulates all metabolism, which is also supposed to be aware of all dysfunction. When the hypothalamus is re-energized, re-nourished, stops to be sluggish, will tend to balance these effects. But even somewhat relating to the Chinese energy aspects, we should even talk about the coherence of energy, which is before the coherence of the endocrine system. We say through quantum holistic health that first there is information coming from light, and then there is energy then there is matter. So the first thing is the coherence of the information, followed by the coherence of energy, and followed by the metabolic coherence. And bioacidic food helps at that level. There is information in food, as in energy. That's another aspect of looking at how really what we are talking about is energy. And when there's energy, then there's repair and growth and reestablishment of the balance.
One of the things I've also noticed with this product, and I called Roland and I called Russell 3 years ago when I started using it, is that this product, Roland, you said that everything needs to be synthesized by light. Everything, in order to grow, it needs some form of light. In my experience, and I've used the bio superfood with a lot of different animals and a lot of different people, the product itself contains a higher vibrational force of light than anything I've ever tried. So it really does bring light, literally bring light back into the cells to help the entire system heal. So I've found it to be extremely beneficial, and I've used it with immune deficiencies, cancers, aggression, anxieties, all different kinds of organ disorders, irritable bowel, and I've used it with people for depression, for anxiety, for stress, for diabetes, and it's been really interesting to watch the different symptoms heal, because every single one of those things is simply a symptom of a system out of balance. So it's been amazing to watch as the system rebalances itself, how the symptoms do go away.
The evidence of what Alicia's saying is both on our website and the biosuperfood.com website in the form of Kirlian photography. If you go to some of the testimonials, there are actually Kirlian photographs of a biosuperfood capsule, and you can see the light energy radiating out iridescently in all directions. And so there's actually physical evidence of what Alicia's pointing to in terms of the light energy in biosuperfood.
And what I believe, too, Roland, what you were saying about coherence in the system, because of so many of the different, you know, electromagnetic frequencies we're bombarded by, so many, like, we live at such a fast pace. We're not eating great food. We don't take time enough to meditate and get quiet. It causes a lot of incoherence in the system. And what I noticed, especially with this product, within 5 minutes, it starts clearing the incoherence, and it starts making everything function much more coherently, and whether you get it for your animals or you get it for yourself. Once you take it, literally within 5 minutes, it's almost like if you had brain fog, it starts to clear. You just become very clear and grounded and calm and centered, because now all of a sudden your body's assimilating a whole new food that your brain actually needs to show your body, or to remind your body how to function at its highest level. And it's really quite amazing to, you know, and I recommend, like, anything. I work with animals, and I do wellness consults. So anything I've ever tried or anything I ever recommend to my clients, I always try on myself first, because I should be able to take it and know exactly what it's doing before I give it to them if it's a natural product.
You want to try chemotherapy?
Well, I'm not going to do that, because it's not that. Well, and I don't ever intend to get cancer, so I don't have to worry about that. But it's really been quite amazing to see the differences and to see what happens and how a body will recorrect itself very quickly once it's getting the proper nutrition. And even if you think you eat really healthy and all that stuff, we don't have enzymes in our food very much. So it's just amazing to see things shift so quickly, you know, when all the odds say, oh, it's impossible and we can't fix anything, and the doctors tell you it's impossible, you know, prove to them it's possible.
Thank you, Alicia. I'd like to use that last testimony as a closing example, that as a practitioner, you know, people come to me and with all kinds of examples. They say, well, my doc says blindness is due to this and this. As a practitioner, I don't have to know physically how the biosuperfood is going to work. I'm supplying supernutrition. I'm waking up the animal's master glands in the brain, and I'm letting the animal's natural ability to heal. So rather than ask me, will this work with this disease or condition X or condition Y, the actual question should be, how will it work? Because of course it will work. The nutrition will wake up the endocrine system, the immune system. Like Alicia says, she sees all kinds of results. We don't have to know the connection between the liver and the eyes and the hip dysplasia and the back. The animal does. And so all we have to do is give the appropriate dosage to the animal and the appropriate formula and let the animal heal itself rather than dose.
As one very intelligent veterinarian told me, said, animals don't lie. So your animals, they will tell you immediately whether it's working or it's not working. They don't need to stroke our egos, and they don't need to be tactful. They'll know if your animal can't move, and in 2 hours they're starting to move around or they're starting to want food. They don't lie. They're not trying to be nice and appease us. They just simply tell the truth. So you'll know immediately whether it's working for them or not, which is very, very nice, as opposed to chemotherapy where you might have to wait weeks and months for certain things or different drugs. So it works very quickly, and you'll know.
Right. So be observant after you give the bio superfood or bio preparation. Observe your animal, compare it to how the animal was before, and not just every week, but every day, observe the difference. And that's how you can tell what's working.
Another question, Russell.
Yes.
Yes, we have time for another question. Somebody was asking.
Good, yeah, thanks. This is Kent. I live here in Colorado. I have two Himalayan cats, one female, one male, 16 plus years old, recently diagnosed with kidney failure, the one in extremely early stages, the other more advanced. We're able to significantly correct the one that was more advanced through sub-Q fluid, through some calcium acetate and things of that nature, phosphate binders, and now we've got them pretty much just on sub-Qs and some blood pressure lowering. He's doing phenomenal, and his chemistry, according to the vet, is just, you know, just far exceeding his expectations. That being said, I have the biosuperfood, and I was able to give it to the female who was in the lesser stages because she's a lot more wet. They have actually been on, you know, dry Hill's prescription diet all their lives, as prescribed by their vet when I got them a baby before the change in the vets are now saying, hey, you know, we need more wet food for the moisture. So my challenge is the male, he'll only eat some wet food, and they're on the kidney special diet. If I just open a can and then he'll nibble on some for a little bit while it's out of the can, but then he doesn't want anything to do with it. So do you have any other proven way to give the biosuperfood if they're not eating much wet food? And I read Dr. Jean's information on, you know, changing over foods and all that, but I'm kind of thinking that with someone who's more delicate and in more advanced kidney failure, that probably trying to play around with getting him to switch over to wet food, probably this is not the time to do that, because it's more important that he's actually eating, and if he's eating his dry food, like it won't go out of style, then at least he's eating and he's getting a lot of fluids and drinking, and I don't want to mess with that too much.
I have a couple of suggestions. For cats with kidney disease, yeah, their appetite and their taste buds get really finicky, and so it's a real challenge. The gentle method is to use the toothpick method. Open up the algae capsule, take the flat end of a toothpick, dip it in the algae capsule, and then mix it in. If they'll eat wet food, that'll be great. It works better. If they just eat dry food, just mix it in the top layer of the dry food. And do one toothpick full per meal for about the first 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, generally, I read that.
Yeah. Generally, that's not enough for the cat to object, and you can get away with it. For the next 3 to 5 days, do 2 toothpickfuls in each meal.
Now that, when you say toothpickfuls, do you mean like let it pile up on the toothpick? Or
No. Just open up the capsule, dip the flat end of the toothpick in the capsule, pull it out. So whatever little bit sticks on the toothpick, that's all you use. Don't try and pile it up, no.
Okay.
And then the next 3 to 5 days, do 2 toothpicks. And the next 3 to 5 days, do 3 toothpicks. And, yeah, it might take you 6 months to get up to half a capsule, but you're doing it so gradually that the animal doesn't object. Now, here's some other tricks. Some other tricks for our customers.
The other good point about this is that in extreme kidney failure, you don't want to start too fast because you're going to put more pressure on the kidney too early.
Right.
There is no buildup for kidney failure. As in liver failure, advance, you want to start slowly like that. And what you need to try and do is get some water in there as well. And cats don't like water very much. So there you may have to use some ways of getting some water in the body through, Russell, help me out.
Well, one of the not so...
A little bit of sea salt, I think, on their food.
On the food. And the other way, the not-so-gentle way, is to mix the algae powder in water, suck it up in a syringe, and then squirt it in your animal's mouth. But the animal's going to hate you, and whenever it sees a syringe, it's going to run. So there's a balance here between, you know, how you react and treat your animal and what you want to force down the animal's throat.
Yeah, because then you're inducing stress upon the animal.
Yeah. Some other tricks are to use melted butter and put a quarter capsule or a pinch of the algae powder in it. And some people have used human tuna and human salmon and mixed it up. And the cats go crazy for that.
Now, I thought I read something from Gene Hovery about salmon being, like, one of the worst things you can give a cat with kidney disease. The high protein levels.
The high protein level and the excess salt and iodine in it, yeah. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't mix the salmon with the kidney cat, no. That's right. You're right. So those are some tricks. Before we close, Roland, I would like to mention that we will hold more animal calls about every 2 or 3 months. You'll get a broadcast from our newsletters, or Roland sends out a broadcast. And I would really like to gear these calls towards what the audience needs. So if you'll send me the topics, I will gear my next talk towards those topics and spend less time lecturing. And I'd really like to do that. And rather than ask me, well, will it help with this condition? Will it help with this disease? Ask me how it will help. Because our answer will be, yes, it will. All the super nutrition, all the waking up of the brain, all the boosting of the immune system, yes, it will help with that specific disease and condition. But we'd like to spend time on how it will help and explaining that to you, because those holistic concepts are more important than, is this product good for this? Is this product good for that? So please send us your suggestions or questions.
Wonderful. Okay, so thank you very much, all, for being there, and Russell for your great talk tonight. And send us email or questions or comments, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.